Hi, I'm Jared Potter, and we're still talking about designing for Windows Phone 101. We've already talked through what is design, the Windows design language, and the design-driven process that we took to kind of create Windows Phone 8. And what is a good demo if we didn't actually show you some of the UI on the phone? So I'm going to take you through some of the examples and the inspiration, some of the things we talked about already. We're going to look at some of these samples on the phone, and in the next section, we're going to learn about how to create the composition, the visuals, and actually put your own apps and your own ideas onto the phone. So let's get started. First, I'm going to toggle over here to my emulator, and I'm going to turn on the screen, and the first thing that you're going to see is our beautiful lock screen. Now, one of the cool features for Windows Phone 8 is the fact that you can, as an application developer, override this background image with your own graphic and data. So this image area here in the background, one thing that you're going to want to note is that if you're going to put any text or graphics that aren't just kind of a full screen background image, you're going to want to kind of keep it up in this top corner, top left-hand corner. I got to keep the screen alive and not let it die. There is kind of the clock and time area. Then there's definitely a status area right down here. And then there's going to be five slots along the bottom for you to put five different applications and their status. So these are alerts that if you miss an email, if you miss an SMS, it's going to pop up in that area and show you what you've missed and get the user to move into it. So here we are on the new, beautiful, new and improved Windows Phone 8 start screen. You'll notice the live tiles go from edge of the screen to the edge of the screen. In the next section, we're going to talk about the grid and how we decided and defined and laid that stuff out. But one of the cool things that you'll notice is that there's still not that gap over on the right-hand side to find your app list, but it's still there. You can still move through this application, and if you want to, click the long list selector and jump on down to any single application. I'm going to jump on down to Groupon, make a selection, and then I'm going to pin that to my start screen over here. Now, Groupon is a great example of the new and improved functionality of Windows Phone 8's live tiles. Over here, it's going to flip and it gives me a little bit more data than I had before. But if I press and hold on that live tile, I can actually resize it down to the different sizes. There's small size, which just gives me the Groupon logo, nice and beautiful. If I press and hold on it and edit again and click it again, it's going to give me the large style. I'm going to style a live tile. I'm going to leave it there and see if it gives me some more data. I believe it does, and it'll flip around and give me the next Groupon deal. There it is, $18 for a class. So if I move up to the top here, I want to show you some of the controls that we're going to be talking about. We talked a little bit about the inspiration and typography involved in it, but I want you to see pivots and panoramas before I tell you how to use them. First, let's go into the people zone. This is a panorama, and the goal of a panorama is really to give you an overview, make you feel like a full spread magazine layout. I can move on this left to right or right to left, and it's basically cyclical. You can loop around, and on here I basically have everything that's personal and people right in front of my eyes. In here we have something called Family Room, and this is a cool little UI that allows you to see everything that is in one small group of friends. So over here I have Friends Room, and my Friends Room just contains messages between me and the friends that are in that location. This is also a panorama, and you'll notice the same sort of functionalities of panning left to right. One of the things to note when you're creating your own panoramas is this whole full screen background image that slides with it. You may want to think about doing that if you're programming your own, making that seem blend from left to right on the far left and right hand side. Now let's go back to our start screen and look at a couple other great examples of a panorama. Groupon, we just looked at, has a great panorama design on it. They've taken panorama and made it their own. They have their own custom header at the top, but yet the content is still all in a panorama. So moving from left to right and through these items, still have lists of content, but it's still beautiful. And they've taken our idea and our concept, our information architecture, and made it their own, completely unique to Groupon. We're going to go back to the live tile, and that's not the start screen, and that's not everything there is to the start screen. I know I wanted to show you the panoramas, but one more thing to add, you would be remiss to skip the theming that is built into Windows Phone 8. We've introduced more themes, and just like in Windows Phone 7, you can go light and dark theme, but now you can also pick out from a lot of different beautiful colors. We now have 20 built in, and based on your manufacturer, you may have even more than that. I'm going to go back to my start screen, and instantly it's like I have a new phone. This is so customized, and this layout with the different size live tiles and the way that you can sort and reorder these guys just by pressing and holding and moving these guys around from left to right, up and down, makes the start screen and the live tiles completely unique and completely yours. Another thing that I'd like to show you is a good example of contact and how Windows Phone pulls all the data from all the different services into one location. I'm gonna go here to one of my contacts, one of my friends' cards, and look at, I basically have their data right here, but I also have their notifications, what's new, everything that's coming in from their social feeds, and then the ability to share. I'm gonna come back and see if I can find a contact that I've been in contact with. Sometimes it's really frustrating to remember if somebody tweeted you or if somebody wrote you a Facebook message, somebody sent you an email or an SMS. On Windows Phone 8 and on Windows Phone 7, we made good use of the pivot. It's all the data about Eric, but as I pivot through these items, I can look at his photos, his history, and now taking all that data, right now I only have two text messages, it's compiled it all into one location that shows the profound strength that is all the data services and all the social feeds that come into Windows Phone 8. One of the other exciting features that I'd like to show to you that we're going to work a little bit and you can utilize in your own applications is lenses. So just like always, we have a camera button. And if I press that camera button, I will be able to look around the design studio. If I hit the reverse button, I'll be able to see myself. So you can see me there on the screen. Over here on the far left-hand side of my phone is now a button for the lenses. If I click the lenses button, it'll bring up an option of all the different applications that have written UI specifically for the lenses. I'm gonna go to CamWow, and CamWow basically just runs some fun effects on the data that's coming out of the camera. I can choose between those different effects. We'll choose this one. And it makes my nose look huge. This is just one of the really cool features. There's also the ability to open up other media element that isn't coming directly off the camera data, but open it from the media library and manipulate that data too. It's just another great feature from Windows Phone. Now, I've got two kids, and I know this has been demoed a lot, but when you're creating applications, a lot of times you're creating applications and games that aren't just meant for adults. When you hand off your phone to a kid, they can mess it up or get into your personal email. One of the great features in Windows Phone, if you lock the screen and unlock it, you can have a pin lock on here, and just a simple swipe to the right allows you to get into Kids Corner. I unlock this, and only games and music that you've approved can go into the Kids Corner. Now, some of the cool features like Customize that we've come to know and love on Windows Phone still exist in Kids Corner. And if I press the home button to go back, it actually just shows the default home screen for Kids Corner. It doesn't send you into the adult version of the phone. That's just a quick example of some of the cool new features that are coming into Windows Phone 8. There are different APIs that you can program against and different things that you can use your design skill to design against. I hope that you enjoyed it. I'll see you again in the next section. Thank you.